The doorway of doubt and the invitation of fear. It's interesting how sometimes when you take upon an idea, an intention, or a goal, that fear and doubt can be very prevalent in the mind or in the heart, in the feelings. You begin to work on something, things happen that seem to be resistance. It may fall apart, it may straight up fail the first time, second time, tenth time. And fear and doubt begin to creep into the mind. They begin to speak, and most of us listen. But is this really a good idea? Most of the time you hear things, of course there is the natural fear that comes with being human. You know, fear of the dark from caveman times. You know, fear of wild animals and things of that nature, survival fears and instincts. And many times on this earth you hear the phrase, you know, fear is good, it keeps you alive. Sure, this can be true in those situations. But let's discuss the fear of being yourself, the fear of pursuing that dream, goal, or desire on the heart due to doubt, due to uncertainty. If you imagine yourself doing something right now, there is zero lag in that, usually for most people, if you can visualize. You instantly are doing it. There's not even room to doubt. There's not even room to fear. You're daydreaming. You're living out your fantasies. You're happy, smiling, drifting off. You open your eyes, though, and reality seems to set in. Nothing's as funny or as light or daydreamy anymore. You are confronted with doubts and fears, whatever they are, and whatever they are about. But I find it so interesting that these things can be used as a perfect doorway, a perfect path. You can literally follow them. Because if you truly want to do something, I mean truly, and as you begin to walk towards this thing, or as you begin to truly put your mind on what you know, think about it. When you put your mind on the steps that you know or believe will take you to where you want to go, the bigger they seem for some, the more fear and doubt arises, especially if it's new. If it seems new to you, it's the first time that you're doing it. But why do some of us allow that to derail us? What is the fear? What is the doubt? Even if you failed, quote unquote, or didn't succeed, quote unquote, the first 10, 100, any amount of times, in essence, if you just keep going at something, you'll usually get there just by getting up and walking in the same direction every day, if you get my drift. You will eventually bump into something on that road. But it's also amazing how the same thing that can bring you excitement, happiness, and joy can suddenly be turned into doubt, fear, and uncertainty. Now imagine you were already living or doing or being the exact thing that you're doubting, fearing, or uncertain about. Better yet, look around. Look around and find somebody that is doing the exact thing you want to do, or something similar. There's the living proof that it can be done right in front of you. Think of all the massive, amazing creations on this planet, now and past. And whatever it is in your life that you will, yet you doubt, Imagine your desire was a dish. You were cooking it, adding your ingredients of excitement, of joy, of faith, of trust. Why would you reach in the cabinet and pull out the spices labeled fear, doubt, uncertainty, and giving up and sprinkle it into your dish? And then your dish tastes nasty and you say, "See, I told you so. I knew it wasn't going to work." Yeah, you knew it wasn't going to work. That's why it didn't. Congratulations, chef. You made exactly what you planned to create. You added the doubt. You added the fear. You added the uncertainty. And when you bit into your creation, it was disgusting. Congratulations. You have proven to yourself and to the universe that you can create exactly what you want. Exactly what you are. But what if you had kept adding the other ingredients? What if you had let it cook and simmer and bake or do whatever it needed to do? What if you sat back, set the timer, and let it run its course? We can do that so easily in the kitchen, can we not? At a restaurant? Yet in life, when we go out and try to do our goals, quote unquote, or our desires or passions, sometimes we get so constricted and caught up in what we believe needs to happen or should happen in order for you to, quote unquote, get what you want or do what you want to do. The first sign of what you believe to be resistance, you fall apart into doubt, fear, and uncertainty. You do not know tomorrow. You do not know the exact arrangement of people and atoms, energies that need to take place for the highest good of your desire to come through. If you did, wouldn't you have already done it? So why meditate, think on, and worry about the things like fear, doubt, uncertainty? Did you not decide to do it? If you decided to do something and you are actively working on it, what good is it to constantly be in stages of wishy-washiness, falling apart, giving up, restarting, giving up, killing your own momentum? Again, back to the cook analogy. How long is it going to take to cook that piece of chicken if you keep turning the stove or the oven on and off, because you get nervous? Is it cooking? I just need to make sure. Let me pull it out and check. Hold on, turn it off. Let me pull it out and check. Hold on, I'm not sure. Hold on. I don't know a single master chef that acts like that. I don't want that to be the head chef of my kitchen. So why would you want that to be you as the chef of your semen experience? You move and have your being in the kitchen of your life. So when these things arise, doubt, fear, what does that have to do with you? If anything, these are an invitation to go even deeper. Think about it. The part of you that's afraid, think about it back to when I said, imagine you were already doing it. It was already real. How could you be afraid of your own life, your own dream life at that, taking the risk or taking the chance? You're afraid of your own dream life? So again, let's just say it's something that you seemingly don't have right now. And you're thinking about taking that leap. And then you go look and see somebody who does have it. They get up every day and do or have whatever the thing is you want to do or have. Right? Do you think they're afraid on their 10,000th time doing it? No. So under that logic, don't let the fear and doubt and uncertainty stop you. If anything, you're going to say, guess what? I'm going to do this thing so many times that it becomes so natural to me that it's genuinely just who I am. It's my nature. Fear, you want to be here and watch? So be it. If fear wants to pop up, guess what? You tell fear you got a front row seat and you're about to see me ball. You're about to see me and the spirit of life do some things that you think this is fearful. You think what? You think this is too big? Doubt? You want to doubt this? You should see what we have planned next. You're really going to be angry. You're really going to be afraid. You're really going to try to talk me out of it and convince me it's too much, that it's too big, that I'm not ready, that somebody is better than me. Those thoughts really going to try to come up then. But who's the master? When these thoughts come up, who's the master? Are you going to sit down and listen to your master fear and your master doubt tell you what to do? Oh, don't do that. And you say, yeah, you're right. What was I thinking? Well, you made your choice. I have compassion for you, but I can't change your mind for you. All I can tell you is that you don't have to make that choice. You don't have to stop. You don't have to come up to the ledge and stop. There's plenty of people that run up to it and jump. Disappear for a little bit, and all of a sudden you look again and they're flying. And landed on the other side. So if you allow these states, these feelings, these thoughts, fear, doubt, uncertainty, to be cages instead of doorways, guess what? You will be caged. But if you look at it as a doorway, why am I afraid of this, that, or the third? I was just excited about a goal, an intention, a vision that I had of greatness, of love, of something in my life that excited me, but it seems too hard. I don't feel like I have the support that I need. I don't feel like I this, that, or the third. Once again, let's start there. The thoughts, the feelings, I don't feel. We can change those. You can change your feelings. You just gotta want to. You can change your thoughts. You just gotta want to. Doubt and fear, these don't have to be your captors. But you gotta want to. You gotta want to be free of these things. Of course it's heavy. Of course it feels sickening in the stomach. The fear, the sweaty palms, the shakiness. But excitement usually feels that way too. You don't have to do it all in one day, obviously. That's where grace and compassion for yourself comes in. Love for yourself. You allow yourself to go through the process, to go through the stages, knowing that the end is inevitable. And even if it doesn't come, you have transformed. A year ago, you were a scared man or woman, even too afraid to fully commit or take the first step. A year later, you've been taking this step every day and it's nothing. Now you're running. Forget stepping. Now you're stomping. Now you're ready for the next thing. Imagine you had stayed in that cage. Imagine you had stayed in that cage of doubt and fear. You'd be in the same exact cell. But maybe now you got new doubts, new fears, because we didn't conquer the old ones. And before you know it, you will be fearless, doubtless. It can only be conquered by going through it. You think you're going to sweep it under the rug? Every time life puts that pressure on you, seemingly, it'll come up. Unless it's not there to come up. Unless we have dealt with it. Unless we have gone straight at it. not out of hate, not of a sense of, you know, you can have your chip on your shoulder, whatever, but truly for the love of yourself. Let yourself love yourself enough that you are unwilling to let fear and doubt overpower your decisions, your hopes, your dreams, the things that you love and you will to do. Who is doubt? Who is fear to tell you you can't have and do these things? You are mighty. You've just been spending too much time letting things tell you what to do, letting your own thoughts, your own fears, and your own doubts be the master in your life. Letting them chef for you and cook things for you. And of course, it's a hard life. What life is fear, doubt, and uncertainty supposed to give you? Paradise? I wouldn't think so. So tie that apron on, get in the kitchen of your life, and let's get cooking.